Matt Sullivan here to remind you to stop putting screens on your gutters. Better to schedule a free estimate with the local experts at Gutter Helmet so you stay off the ladder. Visit gutterhelmetindy.com. With Gutter Helmet, you'll never clean your gutters again. gutterhelmetindy.com.
Hammer and Nigel.
Can you believe these characters are weirdos?
On 93 WIBC.
So let's rock it!
Happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. My name is Nigel. Jason Hammer is here. We'll bring on one of our favorite special guests to kick off the hour. Tony Kennett is an education journalist, former STEM administrator for IPS. Tony, happy Thanksgiving, or happy Thanksgiving Eve, however you want to put it. How are you?
I'm doing excellent, gentlemen. Happy Thanksgiving Eve to both of you as well.
You know, like I saw you tweet out something from an article that said educators, here's the quote, educators overwhelmingly say the teaching social emotional skills in the classroom is helpful for students' career readiness. First of all, social emotional learning, what is that? And is it kind of akin to, is it a fancy way of saying critical race theory? Do I have that wrong or right, or what is that?
Social emotional learning can mean a lot of different things. This is kind of the first trap that people kind of fall into when discussing it. Social emotional learning is really just taking time away from academics to discuss basically how your subjectivity needs to be sensitive to others, how you should express your feelings, how you should consider different things whenever you're talking about really anything in the environment, in the workplace, anything in society, but through a more progressive lens of just how it makes you feel and you know, what it's all about at the end of the day when we all get in our hugging circle.
That's and that really helps us with math and English. How, Tony? How does that help us with math and English?
Well, for the math and English teachers that don't waste their time on it, it makes for a really great break room conversation. So that's really all it's good for, is something to laugh at. It does not actually show to be anything better for students' mental health other than self-fulfilling prophecy. When we actually pair a student who has had social emotional training, which, by the way, there's actually no standard for, there's not actually any set series of instructional materials outside of the corporations that are making a boatload off of selling the different identity wheels and friendship circles and bracelet making trends. By the way, that's all curriculum in the graduate classes at the University of Wisconsin-Madison. I'm not making any of that up.
Did you say identity wheels?
Oh, yeah, the identity wheel, you know, all of the things that make up who you are, like your race, your religion, what kind of house you grew up in, what gender you identify as, you know, common things you should discuss with a third grader.
So $35,000 a year or whatever it is to go to Wisconsin for a year of tuition, and you're getting the identity wheel.
Oh, yeah. So you can take it and teach your students with it. That's what third graders need to read and do math. You know, they need to talk about what skin tone they have and how it impacts their religion, socioeconomic status.
So, I mean, this, what we're all talking about here, this headline, educators overwhelmingly say the teacher's social emotional skills in the classroom is helpful for students' career readiness. This is in a major publication, Education Week. And so is that an accurate statement? Do you feel as an educator, as someone that worked as a STEM administrator at IPS, do educators overwhelmingly say this?
Well, it's one of those things where, have you guys ever seen an advertisement where they make some kind of a claim, but there's a little asterisk up at the top right, and then there's a really small line of text at the bottom that says, well, it's not that big. In this case, they asked a bunch of progressive teachers, and they asked those who were union members of the NEA, of the AFT, and they asked them, okay, teachers, who we already know are very progressive, do you like these progressive things? And then they all went, yes, of course. And then everyone cheered, and, you know, they broke out the Little Caesars at the office. And I'm not really seeing any evidence, though, of teachers that aren't a part of the union that don't use social emotional learning, that don't institute that in their schools. I don't see any of them also saying, yeah, it's really helpful. We think it's really effective. The data is just not there.
Well, is there any version of this? Because they make it sound like it's a good thing with the headline. Is there any version of SEL that is beneficiary?
Yeah, absolutely. Telling a kid that, hey, maybe instead of, you know, throwing your fist in through a plate glass window, maybe you actually have a conversation. That's not harmful at all. There's no situation in which, you know, communication and understanding why you feel the way that you do is, you know, there's no situation in which that's a bad part of development. I just believe, and a lot of other classical educators believe, that that is the role of the parent to teach that to the child, not some bachelor's degree from Ball State who's 23 and she has a mission to be mommy in the classroom. That's not her job.
Tony Kennett joining us, and again, he's appearing on the drivehubler.com hotline. You put this out on Twitter. Of course, educators are going to overwhelmingly say that teaching this social-emotional learning is helpful. Well, if you're a super woke 20-something-year-old teacher, you're going to say that. Your response on Twitter was, breaking news, Baskin-Robbins overwhelmingly recommends eating ice cream every day as well.
Yeah, I mean, I think of this as a STEM teacher. Someone used to ask me how important computer science classrooms and things like that were. And my answer was, oh, they're very important, because I spent all of my day understanding, you know, computer science and classrooms and that when I was a STEM administrator with IPS. Computer science was one of the things I was in charge of. So of course you're going to find people who really like social emotional learning. They're going to be like, oh yeah, this is extremely necessary. It helps with career readiness, which of all of the things they could have said emotional well-being, they could have said mental stability. They would have had a thin argument, but they would have had an argument. Career readiness though, I think that if I show up on a job site, my ability to do quick mathematical measurements and weld is going to be more effective than sharing my pronouns and giving out free hugs.
And I always like to throw out this disclaimer. I think the majority of the teachers, first of all, teachers are not the teachers' unions. I think there's clearly a separation there. And I mean, the teachers that I know, the teachers that Hammer knows, that educate their kids, are really good.
I know some lunatics, you know, though, too. Don't get it twisted. I know some absolute freaks.
Course. So I just want to throw that out there, that not all we're not saying all teachers. The teachers we have are great. But you mentioned the unions. You mentioned, and that makes me always think of Randy Weingarten. And I saw that, is she in some feud with Pompeo, Secretary Pompeo? What is this? He called her, quote, the most dangerous person.
So Randy Weingarten kind of picks a random Republican or conservative or person not on the left to go to war with about once every couple of weeks, once she's forgotten how badly she was beaten the last time she tried. But yeah, this time she's complaining and saying, well, actually, it was the Trump administration that was really bad for students, and the teachers' unions were desperately advocating to get kids back into schools. And it was all of these red state Republicans that were causing kids all of this mental stress.
What?
As though none of us remember that the Chicago Teachers Union said that reopening schools was rooted in white supremacy and racism.
Oh.
Or forgetting all of the other teachers unions around the country that went on strike, that actually walked out of the building instead of teaching kids again. All of the teachers unions, remember the group that went down to, what was it, the Bahamas or Aruba or something?
Yeah, she was from Chicago, I think.
Yeah, it's this kind of nonsense that we're supposed to forget so that Randy Weingarten can get up and act like, you know, the bleeding martyr, as though she's cared about kids all this time when the evidence suggests otherwise.
Two things on Randy Weingarten. Number one, I'm surprised that the war in Ukraine is still going on, because Randy Weingarten went over there about a month or so ago taking the teachers' union money to go over to Ukraine for a photo op. I'm shocked that that didn't have any effect on what's going on. And number two, I've said this before, tell me if I'm wrong, I've never seen Randy Weingarten and Joe Namath in the same room together. I'm convinced they're the same person.
To answer the first question, there are a lot of teachers in Indiana that are members of the AFT, two very close friends of mine, indeed, still are members of the AFT, and they spend hundreds of dollars a year. And they think it's to, you know, give themselves protection to make sure they have benefits. But instead, it's, you know, paying for Randy's plane ticket to fly to wherever and impersonate Gandhi or whoever else she thinks that she is. And I look at her jowls jiggling on national television and she tells us that, you know, something is deeply wrong with the American education system from Ukraine. I don't understand the correlation. I don't think she understands the correlation. But hey, you know, if you want to go sightseeing and you have the money, I guess that's your choice.
What's the plan for Thanksgiving, man? And what are the three items that have to be on your plate Thanksgiving Day? No question, you can't live without these foods on your plate on Thanksgiving.
So number one, my grandmother Mary's stuffing. That's right. When it comes to Thanksgiving, if Nana's stuffing is not on the table, it's not Thanksgiving. That's the truth. And she's listening. So there you go, Nana. There's your shout out. Number two, I am a guy who abandons turkey. I think roast chicken is infinitely better.
Oh, so you hate America. That's what we've learned. You hate America.
Yeah, well, after we set fire to the American flag, we usually have Thanksgiving. So.
All right, man. Hey, have a happy and safe Thanksgiving. Thanks so much for coming on our show.
Yeah, man,
tell the family
it.
We said hello, and we'll talk to you soon.
Absolutely. Thanks, guys. Have a Merry Thanksgiving.
Matt Bear's got a look at the roads.
Whether it's audiobooks or all-time greatest hits, long live listening to your favorites. Learn more about Kisqali Ribociclib 200 milligrams at KISQALI.com and talk to your doctor to see if Kisqali is right for you.